You know, the very first Mother's Day that I celebrated as a newly minted mother was also the very first Mother's Day I spent without my own mother. You see, Mom had just died of a heart attack the Sunday before. And yesterday, May 10th, would have been Mom's 100th birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. I spent that first Mother's Day with my infant son and my brothers, closing out Mom's apartment, sorting and tagging, going through drawers of old linen, newspaper clippings of recipes that went back 30 years. I discovered she had kept every letter I wrote to her from college. She faithfully gave food and money to a homeless woman who lived under the bridge, and she never forgot to bring a treat for this woman's dog as well. She co-founded Cleveland's 9 to 5, an organization that advocated for equal treatment of women and equal pay for equal work in the workplace. The name taken from that 1980s movie, 9 to 5. You remember, anyone here remember that movie? Once Mom was interviewed as a result of her activism, why she fought so hard for women's rights in the workplace. And she replied, "So my daughter won't have to go through what I have gone through." My mom wasn't a huggy mom, but I knew then and there that was her way of saying, "I love you." Today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, we honor the love, sacrifice, and nurturing spirits of mothers and mother figures everywhere. But Mother's Day isn't just about biological mothers. It's about having the heart of a mother, compassion and care and selfless giving. In our reading from Acts, we hear about Tabitha, called Dorcas, a woman whose life beautifully reflects the heart of a mother in the early church. Tabitha was known throughout Joppa for her good works and acts of charity, as we heard. She sewed clothes, cared for widows, meeting their tangible needs. Her compassion went beyond her own family. She cared for the vulnerable, the overlooked, the hurting. And that is the essence, isn't it, of motherhood? Nurturing others, providing comfort, sacrificing for the well-being of others. Tabitha was a true matriarch of our early church. Today, many women and men embody that maternal heart, offering care and kindness beyond their own families, building communities of love. When Tabitha fell ill and died, the disciples sent for Peter because they knew her work was precious and made an impact. And Peter came in that subsequent miracle of a resurrection reminds us that a single life lived in faith and service radiates far beyond itself. The church thrived because of women like Tabitha who served faithfully. And today we celebrate how the church thrives because of the faithful discipleship of women like Tabitha. Mothers, mother figures, do they not have power to shape generations to come? Not just their own children too, but entire communities through love and faithful example. Tabitha gave of her time and talents without hesitation, and she trusted God to work through her acts of kindness. So on this Mother's Day, we are reminded that the heart of giving and nurturing is a spiritual act. When mothers are those who have that mother heart, give generously and lovingly, God works powerfully through their hands. Today, when I think of my mother overlooked for promotions for many years because of her gender, I also remember the woman who inspired the actual creation of Mother's Day. Do you know that person? Anyone? Her name was Ann Maria Reeves Jarvis. She was a community organizer and a social activist. Because Mother Jarvis promoted mothers' work days to improve sanitation among the poorest in the Appalachian Mountains. Mother Jarvis provided medical services to civilians and soldiers on both sides of the conflict during the Civil War. And later, after the Civil War, she held events for reconciliation between people in the North and the South. Mother Jarvis had 11 children. 7 of them died in early childhood. And she was an active Sunday school teacher in her church. In the same vein, we recall that during that era, the words of the poet and philanthropist Julia Ward Howe, who in 1872, she proposed a Mother's Day of Peace. And she said, "Arise then, women of this day. We women of one country will be too tender to those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs." What a statement, is it? Isn't it? When was the last time you saw that quote on a Hallmark card? What we don't also hear is that after this, this commercial takeover of Mother's Day, and Mother Jarvis's daughter, Anna Marie Jarvis, fought Congress to have the whole thing revoked. Can you believe that? It all felt like a blasphemy to her. Because approximately, when we think about it today, approximately over $34 billion will be spent on this weekend alone. Quite an amazing amount. And think how many children could be saved from hunger or disease with all that money. And that's how Anne Marie Jarvis felt, that caring for others was truly a better tribute to her mother's life and to all mothers' lives. Tabitha's resurrection by Peter is also that beautiful symbol of hope that we have in Christ, a hope that transcends even death. For mothers and families facing struggles, grief, or loss, this reminds us that God is in the business of bringing us new life and restoration. In the same fashion, the love showered on us by our mothers or other mother figures in our lives heals us and brings us new life to face the challenges of the world. So on this Mother's Day, I invite us to celebrate the spirit of Tabitha, the spirit of Anne Marie Reeves Jarvis, the spirit of my mom, Madonna Smith, maybe your mom, or people in your, the women in your lives who have loved and inspired you. So happy Mother's Day to all women who have shown us how to better our lives to serve others in the love and care of God and all God's creatures on earth. Amen.